When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. So, first of all, good morning, guys. Top of the hour to you. Look at that. The sky's cleared up a little bit, Jay, you know?
Hey, got my hips moving this Friday, huh? Woo, boy!
I'm ready, Jay.
Let's where we going, Key? Man, bottles on you tonight. Where we going?
Bottles?
Bottles. Bottles of water.
I don't think we're going nowhere. Bottles of water.
Have a glass of wine.
No, I might, you know, I might hit up a membership club tonight. I might hit it up.
Okay.
Right. You got it. You haven't been though, cause you've been out there.
I've been out west lately. Mm. Yeah.
Wait, so what are you doing tonight, Jay?
I don't know, man. The game's on tonight.
Yeah,
game's on tonight.
Yeah, you can catch the game. It's on late for you.
Yeah, that's
early for me.
I used to love that about the West Coast, dog. When that game would be on at 5:30. Oh, and it's over. He's like, man, I got my night.
Wake up in the morning on a Sunday. Click on the game 10 a.m. when they're in Europe. You wake up. It's halftime already. And then everything's over late afternoon. You got the whole night.
Slide to Bird Street tonight, I think, and give me some sushi. Mm-hmm.
How is it? Is it all right? Okay. I guess it is all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got big plans, Jay.
We got zero bond on the East Coast. You know what I mean? Y'all got Bird Street on the West Coast, so we go back and forth with the clubs and, you know.
It's a lounge. You know, lounge.
Yeah. Adult get-together spot.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got going on?
What do you mean?
What do you got going on? Where are you going to watch it all?
I don't know. I'm probably at the crib, man.
8:30 at night, he's going home.
At the crib tonight.
You got kids, man.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You don't got the kids 6 p.m. meeting in Midtown for boxing the next day. Oh, yeah.
Midtown?
Oh, yeah. Big meeting. Lots of people there. It's going to go on too long. You know what I mean?
There's nothing that gets me more
stagger
angry.
Stagger out of there. It's the first quarter of the game already. You know what I'm saying? Go home. Pass out by the third quarter.
Nothing gets me more angry than somebody's like, yeah, we're going to have this big meeting. Where at? We're going downtown. Where are we going? Midtown. But
Right
we
in the
still
heart
doing
of it.
We still doing meetings in Midtown, New York. We still doing that. Takes me an hour to get there. Why? Times Square, I got to walk around with everybody looking up. You know, key one of these.
Why don't you just do it on Zoom?
Yeah, I guess. But sometimes, man, I like in the flesh, being there. It's different.
Yeah, I mean.
You know,
it's
like yesterday when CJ was here. It's like you're telling me your top five duo list in person, not on Zoom, so I can tell you why it's horribly wrong.
We're going to do that right now. By the way, finals 8:30 tonight. 8:30 is the start time, right?
Yeah. So, 5:30 West Coast.
It's going to be, and by the way, this is the whole shooting match. This is the game for the Heat.
Can I just address yesterday? I caught a lot of flex supposedly for saying that I thought Jimmy Butler failed the Miami Heat. But by the way, that got clipped. Not the reason why I thought he failed the Miami Heat.
That's the whole point of the business. You know how it works, Jay.
I'm like, damn. Jamal Murray had 20 in the first half defensively.
It's completely fair to say that that Jimmy Butler failed the Miami Heat in Game 3. I'm sure he would say that.
Like, not in the entire season. People get so hurt about it.
I'm gonna teach you how to
lessen the blow, Key, like you did with the sweep. But you know, they're only gonna play four games. That's how you lessen it.
It's not really a sweep. It's more of a. You know, it's four games to be played. You know.
But that's how I would kick it with my boys. That's how we would talk at having a drink, isn't it?
It went viral, didn't it, Jay?
Apparently so.
Yeah, well, what
show did it go viral on?
Not this Get Up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You say the same thing here and then say it there. But that's part of the, like, you know, if you don't say failed, Jimmy Butler failed, that's why it went viral, because you made a strong thesis statement.
But I look at every game individually. You know, it's not the whole season. You go through games, like, damn, I was horrible this game, or I didn't execute defensively. I failed on my assignment
Jay,
this
if
game.
Jimmy Butler wins the championship, not even this year, let's say 3 years from now, wins finals MVP, that clip of you saying Jimmy Butler failed the Miami Heat will be recirculated on social media as though you just said it about him after he won finals MVP. And people, what are you talking about? That's how it goes. That's the world.
I wouldn't put it out. I wouldn't have put it out like that. I would have put it out as Jay Will said Jimmy Butler's a failure in Miami.
See?
Right.
See, that's...
Can't believe you, Jay.
And the best, everybody, we got a bunch of assassins here. People be setting each other up.
Dude, that just happened to Key, as a matter of fact. He made a statement, I'm sure, a couple years ago, taking Dak over Joe Burrow. And then very recently, I got someone hit me up on like Twitter or Instagram, someone I know in the industry or something. I forgot who it was. And they're like, yo, come and get your boy. Look what he's saying. And my response was, I did a public response and was, I'm sure this is from several years ago. Right? Like, I didn't even have to know. It just, of course, he's not saying that. Yesterday, saying it like what probably Joe Burrow's rookie year or something.
But most of it is just us like messing with each other. Like yesterday, we were on First Take and Molly was messing with JJ because JJ was talking about, he made that comment about he thinks Denver is going to be contenders for the next 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So when Molly went to break though on First Take, Molly was like, JJ's going to tell you coming up after break why Denver is the new dynasty. Mm-hmm. And JJ's like, wait, new dynasty? Wait, time out. But, like, that's how you get set up.
I can't believe J.J. Redick said it's going to be a dynasty.
See?
But here's the thing. You just can't care about that. Like, you got, you know how many kids come up to me still? I'll be over by the river on the west side, just walking down, going to meet someone or get something to eat or, I want Iguodala! Or some high school kid run up on me, you really think Iguodala's better than Steph? No. What I said was,
That was still last night, though.
I was 100% right about it.
You think if the fate of the universe were on the line and Andre Iguodala was open for a shot, wide open for a shot, as opposed to Steph open for a shot, if that were to happen 10 times, you think AI would shoot a better percentage?
No. What I'm saying is this. You don't have 10 times. You got one time.
And you still...
And the year was 2016, right? Okay. Or something like that. Steph had not... Steph, to me, still looked very... It
Green
was weird because it was like
moments.
Lackadaisical in those moments, but I would imagine it's because of the nerves. But he would do a lot of things. You're like, that's out of character. That's not like Steph. Mm-hmm. He missed that. He didn't take that shot. He threw that out of bounds. Whereas Iguodala, if it's an open shot, that dude had ice water.
Even with that, Max.
No, if it's one shot back then, give me Iggy.
Even with that, there's no way.
There are players.
That's why people been just hammering you because there's no way.
I was 100% right about it. 100%. And by the way,
I love that you say 100%, like
your
metrics.
Yeah, I'm gonna
try. Here are the facts.
In my imagination, look at.
Yeah, that's just like Brady. That's just like Brady off the cliff. But anyway, what did CJ say?
So CJ had an outrageous list of the top five NBA duos. Here's the thing: at number five, he had Giannis, Holiday, and Middleton, which is obviously a trio. Not a duo. Oh. So you got to choose Holiday or Middleton, I think.
Okay.
This Tatum and Brown, I'm fine with that. Right. Jimmy and Bam, I'm good with that. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, okay. And Jokic and Murray at number one, I don't have a problem with. Where is LeBron and AD?
Where's LeBron, AD? Where's Curry and
Where's Steph and Clay? Yeah.
Don't you think Clay needs to get back all the way to get back on the, I'm rooting for him.
Clay balled out this year.
But not in the playoffs.
A little bit in the playoffs, but he balled out.
Yeah, he had a good regular season.
And this number two didn't even make it to the playoffs. Kevin Durant,
But Clay
they made
the playoffs.
That's true.
Killer.
They did make the playoffs. I'm sorry. Kevin Durant and Book, it took them a miracle to get the two games.
Yeah, but Clay is a playoff. He's not the type of dude to not play well all playoffs. He never really showed. That's not Clay. I got to see Clay get back to Clay.
Giannis didn't even really play in the playoffs, Jay.
Yeah.
This is where I always ask the follow-up question. Are we just saying top five duos in the league overall? Are we saying top five performing duos in the playoffs? Because words matter here.
Who do you want on your team? That's what I would say. Want to win a championship? Who do you want on your team?
Because I'm going to continue to pick on it. It's just how I feel about it. Bam has been playing his tail off, but I'm not sure Bam is that boom factor as it relates to this second part of a duo that would make them a top five
is
duo.
He a Bam factor?
You know what I mean, though?
But here's the problem with that, Jay. Here they are in the last four years together. Yeah, it's their second finals, and they've been to three conference finals. So they're doing something.
But once again, man, like, if you've heard a lot of the talk around Bam over this past couple of years, it hasn't been like he's been performing at that high of a level.
I got to have him on. I hear you. I think I have to have him on the list.
But number three?
No, number I would put AD and LeBron three. I'd put AD and LeBron three. And Jimmy and Bam four. Tatum and Brown five. And I'm losing Giannis and Bam
is like a six, right? If he could get to an 8.5, they probably could seriously win the championship. Mm-hmm. If he could be an 8.5.
If he could play the way he's been playing this postseason, later in the postseason, where he's taken – you know how long we've been talking about, can Bam take 24, 25 shots? Can he be aggressive? Seeing this version of Bam, you're like, finally, thank you. But that's not – it's been in and out with him a lot of times. And I'm not the only fan that's been driven crazy about this. Miami fans have been talking about this for a while. So it's not coming from a place of hate. It's coming from a place of consistency with that aggressiveness for him.
How about this one for a statement about combos? If they win this championship, Jokic and Jamal Murray need to start being compared to the all-time great combos. I'm talking about Shaq and Kobe, Magic and Kareem, LeBron and Wade, Jordan and Pippen. And the reason I say that is
– Now you –
No, I'll tell you why, Key. I'll tell you why. Jokic is going to be considered a top 20 player if they chip up right now. Jamal Murray has an ability, and it's repeatable. He does it all the time, to be a superstar in the playoffs.
Max.
He's a superstar in the playoffs.
Max, where we're overshooting our shot.
Yeah, now you
– MJ and Scotty have won – six championships mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. Six championships
well,
together.
Look, don't even say
they're
that,
not
though,
as good as.
Jay?
But
I know.
I'm not ranking them.
You're not in the conversation yet. You're nowhere close.
They
to
need
that
to win more championships. That's right. But you can't say nowhere close because when you talk about the best,
they're nowhere close.
Wait a minute.
Nowhere in the conversation.
When you talk about if they win this series, you talk about the most effective duos in the playoffs. Look at Jamal Murray's numbers throughout his playoff career. They're ridiculous.
And they've done it for 1 year.
Who did you say? You said
MJ and
Jordan.
Scottie have done it for multiple years.
Greatness is considered
sustained success.
Give me the greatest combos.
Wait, you said Jordan and Pip. You said
Kareem and
Magic.
Magic
and Kareem.
So just
stop
there. Kind of combination?
No, just stop there.
Yeah.
Both of them is on the 75th anniversary team. Mm-hmm. Those duels.
But what? That's my
top
point,
Top 50 all-time players. Like, stop.
Key, that's my point. Wait a minute. Jokic will be there. Jamal Murray may never. But the point is, in the playoffs, he is one of those guys. I'm not making it up. He's had multiple 50-point playoff performances. Multiple. And then even in these playoffs, they're in the finals up 2-1. The man just had a 30-point triple-double on the same night his teammate did. Jamal Murray, you can't think of like Jamal Murray in the playoffs. He becomes something else.
He did wonders in the bubble against Utah.
And he's been hurt since then. And then it's the next time he's been in the playoffs.
You can't say if they win this one. If you were to say at the end of their career,
but they're not as accomplished yet.
You didn't say that though.
But
if they were to win, I'm reciting because I wrote it down exactly.
But Jay,
you're
changing what I mean.
I'm not. What did you
say? I'm not talking about their list of career accomplishments. I'm talking about how they are performing, the level at which these two are, where both stars are performing at an MVP level in the finals. That almost never happens. In the history of basketball, you don't have two guys performing at MVP level in the playoffs.
That's a separate argument. That doesn't put you in the
conversation. You've made it a separate argument.
That does not put them in the conversation with Michael and Scotty.
Peak it does, not for career, but for peak value it does. I'm not saying where they rank on that list. Speaking of lists, apparently people had an issue with my list.
Uh-oh. Well.
I'll explain why I'm right. It'll probably go over everyone's head. KJM ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So we just went over C.J. McCollum's list of the best duos in basketball at the moment. He'd left AD and LeBron. I wonder if he redid that list if he put them on. But speaking of lists, apparently people didn't understand. If they understood it, they would love my list. Apparently they didn't understand the list, because if it's not, once you understand it, there's no way to debate it.
Do you have your list that we can go through again?
Sure, absolutely.
So I would like to
here it is.
Come back and readjust.
I added Garnett at 14. He was the first guy I'd put in the other, but he needs to be in that first unmovable category. So there are three buckets in terms of the greatest players of all time. In order, I've listed them in order. Buckets one and one is like that rarefied as Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain. These are all players at one time or another. People made arguments were the greatest who ever lived.
Man,
okay,
got Magic in bucket two.
Well, Magic was never considered the greatest player who ever lived, Key.
I can't.
Was he? Did anyone ever say Magic Johnson's the greatest player who ever lived?
I'm not trying to get you off course.
Okay, so then bucket two, these guys are all, you know, they're among the very greatest. I could even divide this bucket into three, but Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, Tim Duncan. I would probably put another line there under 11. And then say there are three more names that they're in: Moses Malone, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Kevin Garnett. Okay,
I'm happy that you.
So
you
finally, I said Garnett. I meant Durant.
You finally addressed Steph Curry to be top 10. I'm happy that he
won MVP of the finals.
I'm happy that we got you there.
Yeah, good. No, he got me there when he won his first Finals MVP after 15,000 years in the league.
You
won a Finals MVP. Okay,
we got
good.
You.
Now, best player in the finals. Finally, okay. Now those are the four. Now here is
playing
the question.
In the finals against the number two guy on your list every single year.
Well, that
proves that he needs to be number 10 because he had to be the best.
It's a good argument, but he also didn't score a single point in the last 5 minutes of a Game 7 at home. Okay, so let's put that graphic back up because I want to show the candidates. This came about because I was arguing if Jokic wins Finals MVP, they win the championship, he is going to be in the top 20, and he'll start to approach that 12 to 15 conversation because that 15th slot is open. Here are the candidates: Garnett, the Big O, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Dr. J, Dirk, Isaiah Thomas, Giannis, David Robinson. I'm talking about they've combined championships with MVP or near MVP play consistently. You know, all that. So I don't see any one of the guys I mentioned, if Jokic wins the championship and wins the MVP right now, as having a clear-cut case over Jokic. I think he fits right in with a strong argument over some of those guys, and at least as good as others, or right around that same level as, say, David Robinson and Giannis, Jerry West. He's right there with those guys if he chips up this year and wins MVP.
Where's what's Pip?
Pippen's not quite in this category.
Pip is not top 30?
This isn't a top 30 list, though. These are candidates for the top 20. No, I don't think Pippen is candidate for the top 20. He was never the best player in basketball. You know, the year that Jordan, he was maybe the third best player in basketball for a handful of seasons, something like that. So I don't think it's quite there. And he was, you know, obviously the number two on the championship team.
See, you this is now I want to say something. This is mm-hmm. where you lose me at a lot of times, Max, because go back to Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. You say Magic Johnson was never considered the top player in basketball?
No, I didn't say that, Key. You just said that. I said no one ever was making the argument he's the greatest player of all time. The top, that first tier.
To be honest with you, there's no way to know that at 13 years old when Magic Johnson was at the height of his
career. Key, have you ever had conversations with people that are arguing Magic's the greatest player ever?
But at a time, you say that people were never saying that. I don't know that that's true or not. Because Magic certainly came into the league winning NBA titles in right like that mm-hmm. at the start of it in 79. Okay, then he's won MVPs, regular season MVPs, mm-hmm. championship MVPs. It seems to me, just based on that people would have said at that point in time that he was the best player
in basketball. Maybe they did.
At all
but
times.
Maybe
I
they
don't
did.
Remember that, though.
I don't remember it either, but I do remember many people making the arguments at different points for Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Bill Russell, and Wilt Chamberlain. That those arguments have been going around for years, and if you find me a Magic Johnson argument, that would be much, much more rare. Now, Magic and Bird and Kobe are the other non-bigs who immediately come to mind among the greatest players ever, right? Like, indisputably.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think Magic is one of the greatest players ever.
I agree. That's why I have him sixth on my list.
Yeah, but I know just maybe it's the way the list was constructed. It seems like Magic is tier two when Magic is really tier one.
But I'm going to let you argue that.
It's just the way the list
is
constructed. It's like you have tiers, and it's like bucket one, and you have Magic in bucket two, and Magic belongs in bucket one.
Yes.
I disagree.
Why? Because
I don't know how many times you want me to say it. Magic Johnson was never perceived, if it was by a very small number of people, but generally not perceived ever, as the best player who ever lived. Bucket one is reserved. It's a lie. You just told me you don't remember it. Now you're telling me it's a lie.
No, I'm saying it's such a lie because there are people out there, and I'm sure there's been people out there, that would have thought that Magic Johnson was the best player ever.
That was, if they did, that was not widely discussed or perceived, Key.
Yeah, but
as a matter of fact, Magic didn't overtake Bird until Bird's back went out, to tell you the truth. Like, Bird was the three-time MVP.
It's wild, man.
So was Larry Bird considered the best player in the game?
No, but at one – oh, at the game, in the game, yes. So, yeah, Bird was, and later on Magic was.
But he's in tier two for you.
Again, let me be very clear. Tier one is not these guys were at one point considered the best players in the game.
That's what you just said.
No, it's not, Jay. You have to listen to what I'm saying, both of you. Tier one is reserved for the players who, at one point or another, were considered the greatest player who ever lived. Tier two is players who were considered for a long time the best player in the game. In the game at that moment, not the greatest ever lived.
So what you're saying right there, then, is your criteria for bucket one mm-hmm. is that somebody needs to say
You want to reduce it to it's absurd? I can't get bogged down in an absurd argument. That's not clearly not what I'm saying. I don't see how you could interpret what I'm saying that way.
Okay, let's get back to the bigger point. So the bigger point is that...
Is what you're saying, but I'm going to leave it alone.
No.
What you're saying.
No, there's no consensus. You'll find someone who says Tim Duncan's the greatest player of all time. There's never a consensus that, like,
Based on that man's accolades, and based on his accolades and what he's done in his career, and you cannot tell me at that particular time, at the height of his career,
that's exactly what I'm telling you.
All I'm going to tell you guys,
you're wrong.
Okay,
you're
I'm so right.
Wrong.
Is we're going to break, yeah. And coming up next, is Dalvin Cook the missing piece for the Dolphins' offense, Max?
888 say ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, with us now. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Max.
What
no
up,
glasses
Graz?
Today. No glasses today.
See that?
The smoke is cleared a little, so I can put my contacts back in.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was hard to open your eyes outside.
Exactly. Better today, though.
It is.
Welcome to the West Coast.
That's what I'm saying. In California, they're laughing at us. They're like, yeah, this is just what it's like.
But yeah, does it, everybody always complain, Dan, about when we have fire. See, that's why I don't want to ever go out there and live.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you get a little bit of a taste of it. Dan, let me ask you, I've been wondering for most of the show now, why in the hell would the Minnesota Vikings think about moving on from Dalvin Cook? Why?
Cap space. I mean, they say what, $9 million in cap space? Well, it's going to be 28. There's some data about running backs after 28 that isn't very encouraging. They feel like they have what they need in Alexander Mattison to replace him. And yeah, I mean, if you dig into his numbers last year and his efficiency stats, not very good. Can still break that big play, but did seem to be down a step or two. So, yeah, I thought this was coming for a while. They'd had him out there as a guy they were trying to trade for most of the offseason. They couldn't get that done, or I guess they still have until, 4 o'clock today to do that. But unlikely, so they're moving on. And if you look at what the Vikings have done this offseason, it kind of looks like sort of a retooling, right? A rebuilding. It's weird because they won 13 games last year, but it was the first year with a new head coach and a new GM, and I think they're kind of thinking about what they want the thing to look like long term, and he wasn't a part of that.
Where's the landing spot for him?
I think Miami makes a lot of sense. I think that's a team we've been looking since before the draft. That was, hey, if Cook gets moved, watch out for Miami. I think what's interesting about running back now is there's very few situations where there's like, you know, the guy at running back. And if he went to Miami, he'd be part of a bigger picture at running back. They have a pretty good running back room already. So I think, McDaniel's a guy you would be able to probably trust to figure out how to use everybody and mix and match them. And I think he would benefit them a lot. The other one to watch is Denver. I mean, the two teams that have been out there for the last 24 hours, Denver and Miami. Denver has a little bit of a need. Javonte Williams, they think, will be back from his injury from last year. But, you know, you really can't have too much depth at that running back position given how often they get hurt.
Dan, I want to take this in another direction for 1 second, because yesterday I saw an interesting video with Tom Brady doing like an educational video for players. And I don't know why the NFL would deem him to be the guy to do an educational video about gambling.
Yeah.
Obviously considering –
you couldn't get Jordan.
Yeah. is this going to help the NFL with the gambling problem that exists?
No.
Like, what? Why even do something like that? It just seems.
I mean, you don't want to look like you're not doing anything, right? I think there's a lot of frustration among people in leadership positions in the NFL and the NFLPA, by the way, because they feel like they have done enough education on this. Like,
exactly.
like if you don't know the rules, if you don't know you're not supposed to be betting, then, you're not paying attention. So maybe they'll pay attention to Tom Brady. They're not listening to us. I mean, if Tom Brady pops on the screen, maybe that'll get their attention. But, none of the rules are new, and they're gone over multiple times. Every NFL locker room I've ever been in has a very big noticeable sign by the entrance that talks about what you are and aren't allowed to do in terms of gambling. And
true.
And frankly, the best policy would be to just not do it at all if you're, if you have questions about what's legal and what's not, according to the NFL's rules. They don't want to keep suspending guys. They don't want guys to continue to run afoul of this policy. So obviously, whatever they've done so far hasn't worked to the extent that they want it to, so maybe they'll listen to the GOAT, I guess, is the thinking there.
That gambling stuff is very, very interesting. I understand you shouldn't. See, the way I look at it, Dan, don't gamble on your own team or your own sport. Just don't do that.
Pretty universal,
that,
right?
Like yeah, outside of that, do whatever you want.
You're allowed to gamble on college football?
Yeah, but not at not if you're at the team facility, right? Like that's
saying,
the rule.
If I'm a pro player,
yeah.
If I'm an NFL player, can I gamble on college football?
Yeah, as long as you're not at the team facility or like in the team hotel or on the team bus, like that's it. That's the rule. Like, if you're a player, you can gamble on other sports that aren't NFL, but not while you're at the team facility. That's what got like Jameson Williams and those guys in Detroit in trouble. They were betting on other sports, but they were doing it from, like, I don't know, their locker room.
I just kind of feel like this is an issue by the league's own making, though, with this infusion of gambling money and how prevalent it is and how we showcase it, how fans are yelling about players, about not covering spreads or their parlays.
Pumping up
interest in the sports. It's so engaged. Yep. And by the way, I'm making money off some of your gambling money, by the way, so I'm already involved in it. Like, now I can't participate in it?
Yeah, just go across the street, though, Jay.
But, hey, Jan, what is the logic there? Like, explain logic for about not gambling from the facilities for dummies. How do you explain that?
I think that's a holdover policy, right? Like, that was the policy before gambling became legal in a lot more places. And I guess all of it kind of touches on the idea of, like, you know, the shady aspect of it. Like, can there be inside information, right? Like, and that's why players are allowed to bet on other sports, but, you know, do they have maybe some level of access to people in those other sports that the rest of us wouldn't have because they're professional athletes? Like, I don't know. But if there's something to be looked at, then maybe that's a question that the league has to answer, is why is that rule still in place?
So it's kind of been grandfathered in. It hasn't really changed.
The gambling policy, the most updated NFL gambling policy is from 2018. Like, that's you know, but the rules are all still the same.
And it sounds like it's not about so much that they're afraid that a player would throw a game or something, right? It's that they don't want to give the appearance that some people who gamble have information that's protected from the public because they're really protecting the gambler.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. And I really believe that, like, in a perfect world, the NFL wouldn't want any of its players or team personnel or anybody to bet on anything because, you know, they're supposed to be in the gambling sphere. Those players occupy a different, you know, a different portion of it, right? As opposed to the ones who are betting. So why don't you guys just not be bettors? Why don't you guys be people betting, be people are betting on, and keep that separation? But there is that rule that allows players, not other team personnel, but players to bet on other sports.
Dan, are the Cowboys going to bet on an extension with Dak Prescott?
You know, the sense I get on that is that they're okay waiting till next year. They already restructured him to get – they don't need the – they can't get any more cap relief out of his contract this year. They've already kind of milked that for what it was worth. So they can do it next year if they do an extension next year. And they have more press – they want to get Trevon Diggs and they want to get CeeDee Lamb extended and Terrence Steele, their right tackle. So I think unless Dak came to them right now with a deal that was really favorable to them, they would be content with waiting till next year. And given the way it's gone with Dak and them in the past, I feel like it's unlikely that he will do that.
Bryce Young has been a hot topic of conversation since the draft, right?
Yeah, he was the number one pick.
He was the number one pick indeed. Is the feeling
–
I like that you threw a zinger there, Danny.
Yes, it was observant of Dan, of course. And the objections, like for someone like me, I think he looks really good. Just sure. I don't know how long he'll last given his size. But is the sense that where he is in terms of his skills and development, that he's ready to captain a team on a playoff run or something like that?
In this year's NFC South, I mean, like, yeah, I think it's pretty open. They're very happy with Bryce Young so far in Carolina. He's everything they thought he would be. You know, this elevation to the number one spot in practice is kind of following the plan they had laid out, and the fact that he's hitting these mileposts along the way indicates that he's doing what they asked him. Look, they wanted to get him under center more than he was in college. They wanted to sort of work on the things that he didn't do a lot of in college, but he's picking it all up, and yeah, they believe they'll be ready to hit the ground running with him. I think they intend to be a contending team this year. They hired a veteran coaching staff, and you know they think they've put some pieces around this young man that can help him be successful right away.
Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL insider. Now, if you know anything about the size of the universe, guys, you know that the odds that we're the only living things in the universe are very small. It's highly likely there are aliens all over the place. However, are any of them on Earth? That's the question.
LeBron James.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. It is time for Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Granger. Nuno, take it away.
All right, we'll start with a little sports. The Heat win game four. Key, take it or shake it?
Shake it!
Yeah,
I don't see what the Heat are going to win game four. I think the Nuggets take care of business tonight. They go back home 3-1, and they close this thing out.
I mean, I got to take the Heat to win game four because I picked them to win in seven. If they don't win game four, they ain't winning nothing. So I'm Heat win game four. Jay?
I'll shake it. I think tonight is going to be – Denver's going to take one of the best punches they're going to have from Miami, and I think Denver's going to respond and meet Miami exactly where they're at and get a win.
All right, next one. Chris Paul will play for the Lakers. Key, take it or shake it?
Take it.
Yeah,
CP3's going to get his money. We got probably, you know, if he's released from Phoenix, they'll give him 15 and some change or whatever the number's going to be. And at the end of the day, the Lakers got a little bit of something for him. He's in L.A., close to his family. He can just chill. He's got a role with us, and that's going to be the case. That's what I feel. He's always wanted to be a Laker.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think CP3 and LeBron James, I mean, got 38, one player turning 39 next year. You have to manage injuries, manage, obviously, their wear and tear. But at the end of the day, CP3, LeBron James, and AD, with the pieces around him, if he is waived on the league minimum, I don't know why you wouldn't add that.
And on top of that, now, and also when I think about it, Jay and Max, all LeBron's buddies always wind up playing with him.
Yep.
Think about it. They all wind up playing
Took
with
the words
him,
out of my mouth.
Whether it was Melo or Tristan Thompson. Who else am I thinking? Westbrook, Caldwell.
Think about
Pope.
It. Chris Paul was supposed to be a Laker with Kobe back in the day. That got shot down. He's never won a championship. LeBron's been stuck on four, right? There are guys like Magic and Kobe who have five. This, imagine if this helps LeBron get to five. LeBron gets CP3 a ring. CP3 can finally be healthy in the playoffs. It'd be a storybook ending to a storybook career for Chris Paul.
All right, guys. Aliens are real. Key, take it or shake it?
Shake it.
I'm taking that.
Man, I don't know how you stop,
say
man. That's some light in the sky.
I don't know how you could think that's not. We're the only creatures in the galaxy. Sure. We're the only ones who can actually have some kind
the
of
internet.
All right.
It's not internet.
Aliens are real is 100%. There's no way there aren't thousands and even millions of different planets containing aliens. There are so many hundreds of billions of stars in this galaxy, and there are hundreds of billions of galaxies that we know of.
How many species do we have right here on this planet?
Right. It's in so the idea, but I just mean where else life could form. Now, the question as to whether they've been to Earth is very interesting because in the last 5 or 10 years, increasingly credible sources – that have radar data and stuff like that have seen objects moving too quickly across the sky without propulsion systems. It could be a play of light. They could be hallucinating. It could be weapon systems that people are testing or propulsion systems that we don't know about or they don't know about. It could be Chinese spy satellites. Who knows? However, the idea that you could rule out that it's alien technology for the first time in my life is non-zero.
You had a whistleblower the other day that came out from the government.
Where did they go? The Mandalay in Vegas? Is that where they were hanging out? They went through the wind hook? Like, what did they do? They went to Delilah's? What did they do? Come on, man, stop.
Some of them look like they're like assistant coaches in the NBA. What are you talking about? I got one in particular. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just thinking all in person.
Stop.
Orcas are super dolphins. Take it or shake it, Key.
Take it.
Just can't
do it. Take it. But first of all, I'm never gonna find out because I'm not going anywhere near. So it doesn't matter to me.
I'm
not
shaking
gonna get
that.
Eaten by that whale.
Dolphins are nice to me. I see them, even though I know that's not the case, Max. I know they're
very sometimes they can be nice and sometimes not.
Okay, well, great. Yep. There aren't sometimes I'm like, oh, orca, nice orca.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Leave that alone.
Killer whales.
Not only are they pumped up dolphins, but if you couldn't be a human being, the best thing to be is a killer whale. Best thing to be. They are the most intelligent animal in the ocean and the second most intelligent on the planet to humans. They are one-on-one. A great white shark is no match for them, and they travel in schools of like 20. So you're an apex predator, plus you're the most intelligent.
Killer whales got a posse. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Killer whales are, if you can't be a human, you want to be a killer whale, 100%.
Phil Jackson, killer whales posses.
Don't want to be anywhere near any of those.
You don't want to be if you couldn't be a human, what would you be?
I'm not going in the ocean at all, period.
But a killer whale got nothing to worry about.
Wasn't there a video of the people paddleboarding the other day that just got swallowed up by a whale?
That was a whale, yep.
Yeah, that was a humpback whale.
Obviously, that was a whale.
I don't care if it was a
I don't know what I'm seeing coming up.
Or whatever you want to call it.
Jay, put on the wetsuit and get in the ocean. Like, I don't want to look like a seal.
Is there anything that can beat a killer whale? I suppose a sperm whale. I don't know what that matchup would look like, but sperm whales are solitary and they live on the bottom of the ocean. Killer whale's the best thing to be. Anyway, good.
All right. Last one. Bill Murray and the singer-songwriter Khalees are the new power couple we needed in our life. Take it or shake it, Keith.
Man, I don't even think that's real, though. Can't be.
I want it to be real.
I'm shaking it.
Shake
but it can't
shake
be.
That joint for sure.
Shake it. Yeah, 90%. Come on, man. It can't be. I don't know what Nas, if it's real, I don't know what Nas did to her. But that can't be. There's no way, Jay.
Well, Bill Murray came to the yard. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
It just can't be. There's just no
I almost said something. I'm happy I didn't say it.
There's somebody for everybody, but no way. No way.
I hope it is. Bill Murray, one of the coolest cats.
That's all fine.
I don't care whatever you want to say about Khalees. Key, I don't give a damn. I'm just trying to tell you. I've kicked it with Bill Murray. Bill Murray, one of the funniest people I've ever been around, and he don't give a damn what people think about him.
Yeah, you know? That's cool. He's great. Yeah, great guy. And have
you just mad? You just mad because what you lose? You feel like we losing Khalees? That's what you feel like?
No.
So what's your? Why does it bother you?
Right.
Why are you hating on it?
It doesn't look right.
The age difference is too great, Jay. He's 73.
So Al Pacino did. What?
But it just doesn't look right.
But it is what
it
is.
I'm sorry. Robin, I don't give a damn. Bill Murray's a great guy. All that's fine. That doesn't look right.
That's a bad joint, yo. That's a very bad joint.
Good for Bill Murray.
I'm not hating.
That's good for Bill Murray.
Live.
Yeah.
If it's true, it's good for her. She's happy. I'm good with all that. It just doesn't look right.
You guys just don't.
Bill Murray's a lot of things in life don't look right.
Bill Murray is winning in life.
I've seen a lot of things over the past 5 days that don't look right, but it is what it is.
You still believe aliens aren't here, Key?
Key, it is what it is.
I understand that.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Can the Heat even up the series tonight, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.